This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome Dr. Henry Miller of the Pacific Research Institute, a physician. HenryMillerMD.org is the website to watch for Henry's reporting. He's helping now understand information that's very fresh. This is Dateline Johannesburg from the Wall Street Journal, Gabriel Steinhauser reporting. The World Health Organization said a new strain of the coronavirus first detected in southern Africa was a global, quote, variant of concern, and that preliminary evidence suggested that it presented a higher risk of a person catching COVID-19 for a second time. The WHO said the variant's fast spread in South Africa suggests that it may be more transmissible than other strains. Dozens of countries have already restricted travel to and from South Africa and neighboring nations. The WHO said the strain is now called Omicron, which is a letter in the Greek alphabet. Dr. Miller, Henry, a very good evening to you. For the length of time that I can remember about our conversations about the virus, you have guided us to understand there are a lot more letters in the Greek alphabet than alpha, beta, and the most recent deadly delta. Here it is, Omicron, a letter in the Greek alphabet. Earlier today, Nature magazine issued a report of what we know so far. And what I take from the report that I read, Henry, this is in Nature, is that we don't know very much. Is that significant? Good evening, Henry.
Good evening, John. It is significant. We're very much in the fog of war still, and this is a good illustration. So there are a few things that we know, some of which are of great concern, which is why the WHO raised this new variant to its highest level of concern and gave it a name of its own. It has more than 30 mutations compared to its predecessor, Delta. And some of these mutations are known to affect transmissibility, others to affect the severity of disease, what we call virulence, and still others that are thought to affect the ability of vaccines to neutralize the variant. So this is very worrisome. The other thing is that now these are sort of chemical findings. What we don't know is how this will translate into actual clinical disease in people. The only hint that we have of that is that the increase in cases in South Africa has been exponential, has been very high, even compared to predecessors Alpha and Delta. So in the coming days and weeks, we'll begin to find out more about the ability of Omicron to evade the immunity conferred by vaccines. We'll learn more about breakthroughs of infections in people who have been fully vaccinated with the existing vaccines. We'll learn about whether there's anything different about the manifestations of illness with Omicron, and also about differences in transmissibility. All of these studies are underway as we speak, John.
If I understand the news reporting, which is mixed right now because it's the middle of the night in Europe and they're on the front lines of this, The Guardian, when last filing, said that Omicron, designated Omicron, has been found in a traveler in Northern Europe, a traveler who did not go to South Africa but did travel through Egypt and Turkey, suggesting that this is community spread, which I learn is technical language for it's transmissible between human beings. This traveler, we can suppose, traveled by air traffic. That means, Henry, that now that we've picked it up out of South Africa, that doesn't mean the origin is South Africa. Is that correct? It could be have another origin, and South Africa is where it is prospering, or does this definitively say it's from South Africa, and therefore we know what air routes to cut off?
All we know is that it was first detected in South Africa. There, especially for that part of the world, South Africa's science and medical apparatus is very sophisticated for performing sequencing and monitoring for new variants of the SARS-CoV-2 virus. So it may well be that it was just detected because of that sophisticated monitoring and sequencing in South Africa, but might have originated elsewhere on the African continent. As you said, there is one known case in Europe, I believe in Belgium. There are a couple in Hong Kong. Unfortunately, when you go from zero cases to one or two or a handful, you're probably seeing only the tip of the iceberg, John, especially this early on. So I suspect we're going to see other cases that resulted either from travelers coming from Africa or from community spread.
We come to the question that Nature magazine features in its closing paragraphs. A burning question is, does it reduce vaccine effectiveness because it has so many changes? This is Aris Katsourakis, who studies virus evolution at the University of Oxford. This question means, is it going to break through the vaccines that we have? I have three Moderna. Most of my colleagues have two or three right now, depending upon their age group. I spoke with Italy, and two is commonplace in Italy. They're over 80%, I believe 85%. Three is now possible in parts of Europe. So that is a great deal of protection. However, we do not know if Omicron is going to be stopped by those vaccines. Is that correct, Henry? And how long will it take for them to determine how effective our vaccine is against this mutation?
Well, there are a couple ways to measure that and to answer that question, John. Omicron has more than 30 new mutations in its RNA compared to Delta, its predecessor. And some of those mutations are known to be less susceptible to neutralization by the antibodies that we've all acquired from the vaccines, but the effect of these mutations is complicated, and we don't know if some of the mutations will make the virus more susceptible to the vaccines, while some others tend to make it less susceptible. So we won't know that until studies are performed with the antibodies that are now circulating in humans who have been vaccinated, and we won't know for really certain until we see what the incidence of breakthrough infections, that is, infections with by Omicron in people who have been fully vaccinated, as you described. That's the ultimate test, and we won't know that for some weeks.
The markets didn't wait today. Oil sold off. Markets sold off around the globe. However, that is on a holiday weekend in America. That isn't particularly predictive. It's just how markets function when they get new information. Henry, there's a puzzle here. From what I've learned from you about vaccines over the years, not just since COVID-2, but also the flu that we've talked about for more than a decade. Good heavens, Henry, we're into our second decade of talking about the flu. Viruses mutate. That's natural. That's evolutionary. That's something that we've lived with on this planet as long as we've been Homo sapiens, since we first emerged. So is there anything unusual about this virus that you see, or is this all predictable?
The coronaviruses in general are less prone to mutate than, say, flu. The coronaviruses have a sort of editing function that, as the RNA replicates, the editing function tends to correct errors that are created, and the mutations are these errors. But they still do mutate, as we've seen from the original Wuhan variant to Alpha to Delta and now to Omicron. And these are only the major ones. There have been others along the way, such as Mu and Beta and so on. So it's inevitable that viruses mutate as they replicate, as there are more cases. And of course, that's the rationale for needing to flatten the curve of cases, as our mantra was more than a year ago. The more infections you have, the more virus that's replicating, the more mutants you have, and the more opportunities for Darwinian selection to operate to favor the fittest of the new mutants. And to allow them to proliferate. And that's what we have to avoid and suppress it insofar as we can. So how do we do that? We do that with vaccination. We do that with non-pharmaceutical interventions, so-called masks, hand washing, distancing, and avoiding super spreader events. And as you and I have discussed, this seems to be a fixture of our future, at least as best we can tell at this point, John.
Dr. Henry Miller of the Pacific Research Institute, henrymillermd.org is the website to watch for Henry's reporting. This is very new. This is moving very quickly. There's nothing fixed here. London is warning we don't have enough information to determine if this is a five alarm fire yet, or whether it will not be dominant as other variants have not been dominant and we wait for the next one. However, now the facts are air travel is restricted from South Africa. There's concern throughout Europe already of a fourth wave, and now with Omicron, they're watching. The WHO has asked all nations doing testing to watch for this variation and to report quickly. Over the next 24 hours, certainly over the next week, we'll have much better information. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.